many of you are interested in getting some help in nailing down a career and maybe landing a career. Nailing down one, and by that I mean initially deciding what career to pursue and then being about the business of actually landing a career. And again, you want assistance. You wouldn't mind getting assistance, or maybe you really do want assistance from someone who should be qualified to help you. And maybe someone, a type of professional that you're thinking about, is a career coach. May not be a bad idea. If you're thinking along those lines, Black Enterprise wants to share some tips on how you can determine whether or not that person who bills him or herself as a career coach is someone you may be comfortable with or may not be comfortable with. Being unemployed or underemployed can definitely be frustrating, and it can be a financially draining experience. And often in the journey, you're trying to find a way to get an advantage in order to get you into the opportunity of a lifetime. And though the unemployment rate for Black people has dropped to 6.8%, it still remains about twice the rate for whites, who are unemployed at a rate of 3.7%, reflecting that the challenge of getting even a foot in the door or landing a job that meets qualifications and aspirations halfway is still an uphill battle for a lot of people. Experts often recommend efforts such as attending job centers, maximizing career fairs, investing in resume revamps, and putting your networking into overdrive. And then there's always the option of connecting with a career coach who's expected to help you get 10 steps ahead of the competition with strategies on landing your dream job. Have any of you ever talked with a career coach? Or how about someone who may not be a career coach, but they could give you some advice on how to go about getting a better job? A good job, an outstanding job, a great job, a better job. What would your experience like? Those of you who have tried it before, who did you work with? And not so much the name of the person as the type of profession that they were in. What kind of professional were they? Sometimes people will do a great job of putting together resumes, and they may be willing to kind of help talk you through the job hunt also. They may or may not be qualified to help you with the job hunt, even if they are very good at helping with the resume revamp. You just need to know what their true skills are. So how do you sift through the hustlers and those who might be trying to take advantage of a vulnerable time in your life to find qualified individuals who will truly help you reach your career goals? How do you tangibly quantify a return on your investment? Because they're going to be asking you for money. You can understand that. They put that shingle out. They said they're professionals. They say they help with this, they help with that. They want to be paid. How can you determine whether or not you received an adequate return on your investment, whatever you spent on them? Do you truly have to spend money in order to make money in the job-seeking game? You know, when it comes to business, that is an adage that, well, hey, it's with us. It takes money to make money. Somebody's money. How about when it comes to seeking a job, though? Christopher Taylor, who's founder of the Occupation Optimist and served as an executive recruiter, has placed top candidates at companies like Johnson & Johnson, Nestle, and Univision. Here's some tips that Christopher offers when it comes to finding and vetting a career coach. Ask yourself some key questions. For instance, is this person someone I should be taking advice from? Here's another question. Does this person have prior experience when it comes to career services? Or if not, has this person at least worked in the industry that I'm trying to enter? Here's another question. Find out what companies, and this isn't so much a question as a things to do, as a thing to do. So add this to your things to do list. Find out what companies their previous clients have received offers from. Okay, that helps you. And think about it. You're trying to get into a field. You want a career. Of course, you want to make money. You need to make money. When we talk about doctors, it's okay to get referrals. When we're talking about investment professionals, it's okay to talk about getting referrals. When it comes to career coaches, it really is okay to get referrals, to have some kind of way of at least concluding that you have some idea that this person can really get the job done. Use social media to get clues on whether a coach is a right fit for you in terms of a client-coach relationship. When you look at the job market, it's almost inevitable that you're going to feel some type of stress or some anxiety during the process. So you want to ensure that you're working with someone who you feel comfortable with. Social media can help you with that because it can help you get into who a person is, what they bring to the table, their knowledge, their personality. Now, here's something that's important to remember too, though. Balance your expectations when considering a coach's network or influence in helping you land that dream career. It's not a good idea to assume that the coach will automatically connect you with job opportunities. It's good to deal with a career coach who has an expansive network from the standpoint of that individual having access to a lot of information that can guide you in the right direction. That's not the same as the person saying, "Let me make a phone call, I'll get you this job." They have an expansive network that gives them access to a lot of information, and that information that they have can serve as a guide pointing you in the right direction. However, leaning on a career coach for their network, hoping that individual can simply plug you into the next opportunity, is dangerous and most often will lead to disappointment. So again, see this as a team effort. Don't see it as a quick fix where you just go to this career coach, you tell that coach what you're looking for, and expect that coach to get the job done within a few days, a couple of weeks at the most. It generally will not work that way. Yeah, so again, key questions. Ask, is this someone I should be taking advice from? Does this person have prior experience when it comes to career services? If they don't, has this person at least worked in the industry that I want to enter? And find out what companies their previous clients have received offers from. You may want to consider asking if you can speak with some of their former clients and just get some heads up on how they have done. And again, you're not necessarily trying to find out if their clients can say, "Yep, he picked up the phone call, picked up the phone, made a couple of calls, and by the third call, I was hired. I had a job." Stay with me. I'll be right back.